Will Michigan be a congressional battleground in 2018?
As voters pass judgment in the first midterms of the Trump era, I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. So there is a lot of talk about the possibility of a wave election come November.
Democrats getting ready for their wait till next time moment after the Trump upset of 2016, where Michigan played a central role.
So after last fall's gubernatorial elections in New Jersey and Virginia.
And the Roy Moore drama in the Alabama Senate race.
2018 is shaping up to be a doozy of an election year.
Across the country, Democrats and progressives are gearing up get out the vote efforts after their wins in those aforementioned states.
The entire House of Representatives is up for election in November. Michigan has 14 of those seats.
Three of them will have no incumbent member of Congress running.
Everybody pays more attention to races once there is no incumbent.
That's Matt Grossman. He's a political science professor and pollster at the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research at Michigan State University.
With no incumbents, that likely means a primary on both sides. And that means we'll get a hint of how voters are feeling in August when Republicans and Democrats choose their candidates to run against each other.
We will get a sense of where things stand between the Trump insurgents and the Republican establishment, as well as whether the Bernie Sanders progressives and the Clinton centrists have made nice.
To win, Democrats seriously need to fix their turnout issue. Republicans need to get the Trump coalition to get out and vote again.
Without alienating the roughly two-thirds of the public that appears to be, well, not impressed with the president at this juncture.
In theory, those three open seats present the biggest opportunity for the parties to pick up seats they currently don't hold. Here's Grossman again.
Incumbency is a huge advantage in running for Congress. So anytime there's an open seat, we expect a more competitive race between the parties. It matters not only for voters, but also for potential funders and activists and interest groups.
So look for the 11th congressional district in southeast Michigan to be a free-for-all now that Republican David Trott has called it quits after just two terms.
It is a district that leans Republican, but Democrats are hoping an anti-Trump wave just might help them carry it.
But if the political winds move in a different direction, well, the 9th congressional district leans Democrat, but Republicans could potentially eye a pickup there with the retirement of incumbent Sandra Levin.
But that is not the case in the 13th district. That's the seat that's empty right now with the resignation of Democrat John Conyers. The respected Cook Political Report gives Democrats an automatic 32-point advantage there.
Now, at the same time, in races where there are incumbents who are going to be running, Dems are eyeing potential pickup opportunities if they can find the right challengers to incumbent Republicans Tim Walberg in the 7th and Mike Bishop in the 8th congressional districts.
Bishop and Walberg, just two of the Republicans who've got to decide where to position themselves when it comes to this controversial president.
Yes, they will have to decide early on whether they are running as Trump Republicans. And let's remember that while the president's overall approval ratings appear to be pretty low, he's still plenty popular with the Republican base. Or will they try to put some distance between themselves and a president whose unpredictable proclivities will have an impact on what happens to other Republicans come November?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.